When we're not Soicha, Hashem uses the stick as a wake-up call for all of us, from the most religious to the least religious, to know we need to do tshuva. There are things we need to fix. What's light and what's darkness? What's true and what's false? And we need to make the right choices.
Does that lead us towards trying to work with other people to help them to wake up? Or should we really more focus on ourselves to make sure we're more awake than we were before?
The answer is both. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "K'shoy t'atzmecha, v'achracha k'shoy t'acherim." In order to bring other people close to Hashem, it's extremely important that we're working on the same process. It's not you, it's we. We need to improve. We need to fix our brains and hearts. Tshuva applies to everybody, everybody. So it's a combination of all of us doing, you know, introspection, looking, seeing what we can improve. Bein Odom LaMokoim and Bein Odom LaChaveroi. And trying to help others in this process, including especially davening, praying for everyone else to do tshuva. So when we're davening, it's extremely important that we're davening collectively, we're davening for all of Klal Yisrael to be chozer for tshuva. When we ask for refuah, we're asking for everyone that needs refuah to have refuah. This is why the Arizal reveals this incredible secret that before a person is mispalel, especially in the morning, your first tefillah shachris, Hareini mekabel alai mitzvah aseh shel v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. I'm making a declaration. I'm telling myself and Hashem and the whole world that I'm accepting upon myself this mitzvah of loving every Jew. And the Arizal says when a person does this, they're holding hands. They're grabbing on to all 600,000 neshamas of the Jews. Hashem promises that a tefillah of a rabbim is never rejected. A tefillah of a large group of people is never rejected. And the Arizal reveals that that pasuk in the Chumash, V'yohavto l'reyacha kamoicha ani Hashem, is bigimatria, the first letters of Shavoseinu Kabel Ushma Tzakoseinu Yodea Talumois, the last line of Ona B'choyach, which is one of the holiest names of Hashem, those first letters, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadik Yud Tov, which is a super name of Hashem. The sentence means, Hashem, please accept our prayer, accept our screams, our cries. You who know all hidden things, you know exactly what's in our heart. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us to say, Hareini mekasher atzmi l'chol hatzadikim amitim shebedareinu u'l'chol hatzadikim amitim shechna v'desh mashevotzema. That in order to empower our tefillah, in order to make a bang, a real bang, we have to attach ourselves verbally to all the tzaddikim of our generation and all previous generations in order for this process to succeed, in order for our tefillah to succeed, in order for our tshuva to succeed.